I said this last week. As a twice-a-year Methodist, I never really read the Bible until I was an adult. And I know the Bible through two places. Reggae music and Ancient Aliens, the TV show. So I promise that what we think of as gods were actually part of this Zachariah Sitchin Earth Chronicles about a planet with an elliptical orbit as opposed to our sort of roundish orbit. It's called Nibiru. And so astronauts in the Old Testament. So here's my top 10. Moses in the burning bush, spaceship. Ezekiel in the crystal ship, which is a wheel within a wheel. Stairway to heaven, walking up to his spaceship. Enoch, Noah's grandfather, who walked with God and then was not. Lot's wife, in the real word in the Hebrew, is turned into a pillar of smoke, not salt, with a nuclear attack on Armageddon. The New Jerusalem, which is a Star Trek-style Borg massive spaceship. The Nephilim, they're the biblical giants describing those who came down from the sky, the Anunnaki, who created mankind and mated with their women, so they were cast out of heaven. Noah's Flood 1, a guy named Utnapishtim in a Tesseract spaceship went up in the skies to wait for the floodwaters to recede when the Anunnaki gods decided to destroy mankind for being noisy. Noah's Flood 2, in the Epic of Gilgamesh, Zeus-Sudra goes down in a submarine and waits for the floodwaters to recede. Wasn't two of everything on the ark. It was a seed bank and a DNA kind of catalog that they redid the earth with. And then Jacob's Ladder, spaceship walkway. Here on 90.9. So let's hear a trailer of a really strange movie about disappearances in Nome, Alaska. And when they did hypnotic regression, the people under hypnosis spoke Sumerian. Do not scoff, for real.